Welcome back. It's a Working on Wellness Wednesday. You know, it's really nice to not just have a cutout paper in the corner of the guest and say, I know who that is, and they're on the phone. Today, Jody Perrette is back with us.
Thank you for having me.
Plastic Surgery Associates. We didn't figure out how to cut out, you know, paper drawings of people. So, you know, this works. We're going to talk Cool Sculpting. And you were saying the last time you did this was February.
I believe our last event was in February pre-COVID. So we now feel that we have some stringent precautions in place. So we're offering a safe environment for our guests to learn more about Cool Sculpting, especially on these 90-100 degree days. Doesn't that sound inviting?
Well, and Scott Munt is telling us we may set a record for 90s this year, and we may hit the 100 mark next week.
Oh, well, I like summer.
Just in time for Cool Sculpting.
That's right. Yes, we are offering a Cool Sculpting event in our office on June 26th from 9 to 4. Keeping in mind that we are still doing our social distancing with limited seating in our lobby, we are encouraging you to reserve your complimentary consultation time so that we can continue to follow these guidelines for your safety as well as our staff's safety. But Cool Sculpting is the only FDA-approved non-surgical fat reduction treatment. And we have been offering it now for over 3 years. It's been a fabulous addition to our clinic for those, for those patients that don't want to have surgery, but yet they want to see some of their hard to lose areas go away. We've done well over 1,500 treatments. So we're on our way to hit that 2,000 mark anytime now, and we encourage you to be part of our achievement.
If we were talking to some of those 1,500 that were treated, and maybe some of those were more than once?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not 1,500 individuals?
No, 1,500 applications. So every time that we put our Cool Sculpting machine onto a patient to treat an area, it's called an application or a treatment.
So if we were to pick three of those people that had the application, had the treatment, had all of the above, what would they tell us about the process?
I've had the procedure done so I could experience it. And it is very cold, your body in the area it's being treated.
How cold is cold?
Well, it becomes numb, but the machine set so that it does not cause frostbite. It does automatically turn off if your skin gets too cold for safety measures. But it is cold to treat the area to freeze those fat cells away. For the first 5 to 7 days, I'd say you kind of have a little numb, tingly sensation in that area, and after that, it goes away. The time period to see the results could be up to 3 months. You can be retreated in the area after 4 weeks. So it's up to you on if you feel you only need to have one treatment to that area or if you need multiple treatments. It just depends on every individual body, your shape, and how much fat you have in certain areas on how many treatments you would need.
If it's numb, it's working.
Yes, it is working.
And you have to tell yourself that as you're getting numb, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we have the newest cycle, the newest heads out there. So you have the shortest cycle time. The old cycles used to have to sit for 60 minutes. Now ours are 35 minutes. And the longest one is 45 minutes rather than an hour and a half. So we have the newest technology out there with the Cool Sculpting. We have the only advanced trained Cool Sculpting expert in the area. She went to actual Cool Sculpting certification.
Did she get numbed along the way?
She has not, but you know, she learned how to treat everybody, and she's done the advanced training, so she knows the best ways to apply the applicators and what is best on each individual patient.
9 to 4. The date is
June 26th,
which would be a week from Friday.
Correct.
So what do people do to become a part of it?
We suggest you reserve your space so you have that complimentary consultation time one-on-one with Amanda. Give us a call at our number, 335-3349. Reserve a time. That way we don't have you sitting in the waiting room trying to social distance. We do have an online application.
You cool down the waiting room just to get people ready?
our waiting room is cool. So you know what? When it's 90 degrees outside, it feels real good inside.
but it's not 32 degrees.
It's not 32 degrees.
You know, we're talking about this, but every time that we get together, we always talk about the sun, the exposure.
Yes.
Dave was talking that we figured we'll be chewed a little bit today by Mama Jody, that's going to say, what have you been doing? And the fact that you've got some of these applications of the sunscreen, they do expire.
They
too.
Do. I was just going to ask you, have you checked your expiration from last year's sunscreen?
No. Do they expire in 2 months, 2 years?
Usually, I believe they're about a year.
I'm in trouble.
Check the expiration date. The reason there are expiration dates is because the active ingredients in any product will weaken with time. So it's always wise to check your sunscreen and make sure that it's not expired. We recommend a broadband sunscreen, which covers both the UVA and the UVB rays, and a minimum SPF of 30. But you'd need to reapply it when you're outside, especially when you're sweating. Reapply it on an hourly basis. If you are outside more in the shade, not in the direct sun, every few hours is good to reapply.
I remember you made a trip someplace.
I did.
Did you have strong enough sunscreen?
I think I needed stronger. I think I needed
more
like a 50.
How do you know what is the right strength to have?
In the Midwest, 30 is generally good. The closer you get to the equator, more further south, it's a stronger sun. And you can definitely tell you're not outside long, and you're definitely getting color and getting red if you're not wearing sunscreen. And I had SPF 30, and I had to go buy some stronger because I was too close to the equator, and the sun is totally different there.
What would have happened if you hadn't made the jump to the next level?
I would have been a lobster, and I would have fried my body the whole time I was outside.
So numbing wouldn't have helped at that point?
Numbing wouldn't have helped. I would have been numb because of burn.
All right, you have some distant locations that are at least 6 feet away in
yes.
these communities. What have you done with those folks, and are you back in business with them now?
We actually just started going to Watertown and Spencer this past week. So we have basically been avoiding traveling for safety precautions for everybody for the last 2 months. So it's nice to get back into the routine. We had busy schedules in both Watertown and Spencer. Yankton, we did go to last week, and it was a pretty thorough clinic there as well. So our Sioux Falls office is up and running. Our Dakota Dunes office is up and running. So we're pretty much back to normal. But, of course, we are doing all of the stringent precautions with our cleaning and masks and social distancing, everything we need to do for safety of our patients as well as our staff.
Were people coming in on a regular basis during the COVID time?
No, we cut back on a lot. The only patients we really saw were those that really had an urgent need, you know, skin cancers, melanomas, things that had to get done that really shouldn't wait. Otherwise, the first part of May, I think it was the second week of May, is when we really started to get the go-ahead from all the CDC guidelines that we could go ahead and open back up for elective surgeries. So that's when we really started to pick back up, and it really hit hard. And we had patients waiting to get scheduled. So I don't think it scared anybody off, but knowing that we are taking the precautions on our end to not expose them to anything as well. So we have been very busy since we reopened.
Elective surgeries now available.
Yes.
Communities that we mentioned. And then the Cool Sculpting event.
Yes.
In our last minute, we need to go back, and people need to get that slot for next Friday, a week from
yes.
Friday.
Yes, June 26th, 9 to 4, call 335-3349.
All right. Anything I should ask you that I didn't?
If your sunscreen is expired, we do have a special this month on 20% off of our Essentials sunscreen, which is our medical grade. You can either order it on our website, on our online store, or you can call and order it through our office, and we can have it ready or ship it to you.
All right. She's Jody Perrette. Cool Sculpting event. Nice to have Plastic Surgery Associates back in the studio.
Thanks, Bill. It's
and
nice
we did
to see you.
Clean things, and we actually took the noses off, the red and orange noses.
I noticed
you
that.
You don't need them anymore.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.